hidden away on a narrow street in the old town. Between Betlemske Náměstí and the river, you'll find a Prague institution. U Salvatora, a tiny kočárství or spice shop, has been selling seasoning to the city's residents for several decades. Indeed, entering the fragrance store is very much like going back in time.
Náš obchod existuje 40 let, loni v prosinci jsme měli 40.
Our shop has existed for 40 years. Last December we had our 40th anniversary. This is the second address. We used to be on the other side of the Vltava, on Mostecká Street. In this painting here, you can see our old building. It's called U Salvatora, and that's still the name of the shop to this day.
Behind the counter stands Jana Velebilová, a good-humoured, bespectacled old lady. A chemist by training, Pani Velebilová has been working at U Salvatora for 30 years and has owned the business since the fall of communism.
Tu prodejnu založilo družstvo Druhema, kde se vyráběla bytová kosmetika.
The shop was set up by a cooperative called Druhema, which produced drugstore goods. The idea was that they would sell their own products there and also sell spices that weren't available elsewhere in Prague. But the focus changed as their other goods were on sale all over the place and the spices could only be got here. In those days, when the shop was really full, we carried about 30 kinds of spices. Today we have around 200.
The large metal till at U Salvatora is the kind of contraption one would normally find in a museum, with a handle and keys similar to those on an old typewriter. By the counter is a framed poster marking the spice shop's 40th anniversary, with copies of entries in its visitors' book. Among those who have written a few words of praise and gratitude to the little store are the songwriter Karel Krill, the actor Rudolf Hrušinský, and the current Czech president Václav Klaus. Above the entrance is a small arch, where an intricate map of the world has been painted. At various points on the map are the numbers 1 to 12, while the oceans feature tiny model sailing ships carrying spices to Bohemia from around the world. It's the work of artist Pavel Pecina.
Vymyslel to tak trošku jako Michelangelo, že určitě ležel na štaflích a vypadá to velmi hezky.
He conceived it a bit like Michelangelo. He definitely lay on his back on ladders to do it. It's very nice, and I'd say it's one of the most photographed parts of this street. Especially at dusk, when the lights are on, it looks beautiful. Those numbers on the map correspond to the legend on the wall. It explains where particular spices were imported by ship.
The shop is cozy and charming, but it's the staff and the stock that's kept this particular customer coming for years.
The saleswomen here are helpful, nice ladies, and it's simply become a habit for me. This is the best shop of its kind in Prague. I only shop here. 2 years ago I moved away from Prague, but I always stop by when I'm in town.
The spice store has a more or less constant flow of visitors, and Jana Velebilová naturally tells me she can only talk when the shop is empty. During one such lull, she describes the great pleasure it's given her getting to know steady customers over the years and even decades.
Jednak milovníci koření, jednak pochopitelně lidi, kteří rádi váří tím pádem.
Some are lovers of spices. Some, of course, just love to cook, so they love spices too. Many are random passers-by who are simply attracted into the shop by the aroma. I've now been behind the counter here for 3 decades, and I'm really pleased to now be educating a new generation. Children who went with their mums to the shop on Mostecká are now adults and they come here with their children. It's really lovely.
Tady každý zákazník sebou nese svůj příběh.
Every customer brings their story here with them. Some have been coming here many years, maybe 30 or 40 years, so I know them, of course. They tell me how they're doing, or they haven't been in ages, and I say, what have you been up to? They're just ordinary people who like spices and like eating well.
Salvadora is reminiscent of an old-style grocer's, in that all its wares are behind the counter. Indeed, some spices have to be brought out from a store in the back. The shopkeeper acts as go-between and advisor, involved in every sale, in a way largely alien to the supermarket experience. Sometimes there's a language barrier to be overcome, as tourists stop by to pick up the goulash spices their guidebooks tell them are the best in Prague. But unsurprisingly, the biggest sellers are local favorites.
Samozřejmě česká kuchyně, čili majoránka, kmín, takovýhle ty běžný věci.
Czech cuisine, of course, so marjoram, caraway seeds, things that are used a lot, paprika, pepper. Also, what sells well are our mixes, which we've put together really nicely. Whenever we put out a new mix, I'm always really pleased when I hear some customer saying, what you sold me last time was excellent. This time I'd like 2 bags, or 5, or 10.
Mrs. Vela Bilova herself creates new mixes of various spices through a painstaking process of trial and error.
Já mám jenom poradní hlas a pochopitelně a testuju.
I've only an advisory voice and I test them. Every time a load of people who all have an opinion on the matter become involved. In preparing every mix, there are 20 or 30 attempts, and all of us are duty-bound to try them out and offer an opinion. It's always a question of whether the customer accepts something when I give them some advice, or whether they say, thanks, I'll prepare it myself.
As in other areas of life, tastes change, trends occur, and different goods are sought after, says paní Velebilová.
Jednak je to tím, že lidi cestují, pochopitelně, podívají se do světa.
Of course, it's partly because people travel. They see the world, taste something new. They come back and say, in that country, we tried such and such. Things catch on and these foreign spices spread. People know them, which I'm really pleased by. Like I say, Czechs travel now and they're not afraid to try Italian, Indian or Chinese cuisine, which is beautiful.
After even a short while at U Salvatora, the visitor will notice that the temperature is markedly lower than in a typical Czech shop.
Tady to je kamenný dům.
This is a very old stone building with stone walls that are 2 meters thick. That creates a kind of stone air conditioning. In both summer and winter, it's 17 degrees Celsius here. So the ideal temperature for spices, but it's rather less good for me.
While the temperature in the store is constant all year round, demand for various spices changes according to the season, says Mrs. Velebilová.
Určitě záleží na počasí, pochopitelně, jestli je jaro, tak lidi vyjíždějí.
Of course, it depends on the temperature. In spring, people go outside again. They prepare for grilling. In the summer, we sell the most spices for quick meat, as they call it. But as soon as autumn starts, our customers start buying vanilla, cinnamon, cloves. People start getting ready for Christmas cooking.